Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Turning into a heated exchange in the Oval Office, with President Trump accusing Zelensky of not wanting to make a deal to end the war and not thanking the U.S.
My whole life, that's what I do, is make deals.
And
I'm in the middle of a mess because this is a real mess. It's a very dangerous one. If this doesn't get solved now, it's not going to get solved for a long time.
It ended with the White House asking Zelensky to leave early. The world and U.S. allies reacting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
We're already hearing from European leaders and top officials. They're rallying around Ukraine, as you'd expect. The Spanish is saying that the Ukrainians are not alone. The Lithuanians are saying you'll never walk alone. The foreign minister of Germany saying Ukraine is not alone.
Zelensky in a post thanked Americans and the president and Congress for support, saying Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and we are working exactly for that. This is ABC News. A Mexican drug cartel kingpin among those extradited to the U.S. was in a Brooklyn court today. Rafael Caro Quintero was charged with drug trafficking charges and other decades-old crimes, gained him notoriety among DEA agents decades earlier. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
It was right at the heart in 1985 of the U.S. Just Say No War on Drugs campaign, and it really woke Americans up to the violence of the Mexican narco wars. And Kiki Camarena's handcuffs were placed on Caro Quintero. There were at least 100, maybe more, DEA and other federal agents in the courtroom as he was arraigned. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea on his behalf.
The unruly passenger who punched and kicked a seat and window on a Frontier flight last month has been officially charged. Houston police say Raul Ramos Tamayo was charged with destruction of an aircraft facilities. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that your accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Crashing cold tonight, blustery with a few flurries, low 16, winds northwest 20 to 30 with gusts up to 40, and we do have that wind advisory until 6 this evening. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 30, winds northwest 10 to 20, clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 12, calm and sunny on Sunday with a high of 40, and mostly cloudy and a mild day on Monday, a chance of light rain in the afternoon, high 48. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy outside. Our winds are out of the east northeast at around 27 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 40 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. When you lose something, it's all that you won't bear. But it don't work like that. the kiss goodbye. Well, the hardest part, yeah, it hurts so bad, is when she spreads her wings. But it'd be a selfish thing to try and hold.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Yeah, we're taking our country. Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile. Living on love. Living on love. Buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing. Living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door. Just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much, you get enough. Living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love.
That was Alan Jackson with Living on Love. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm sitting in for Bo Hendricks for... I've been sitting in for the last hour and a half because he's heading to Sulzberg to help out with the playoff game with Phil Neve, the broadcast for that. But anyways, I'm happy to be with you this afternoon and hoping you're having a great Friday. Yes, the weekend is here again, folks, but unfortunately it's a windy one today. Winds are out of the northeast right now at 15 miles per hour, and we did have gusts up to 41 miles per hour. And our temperature, after hitting a high today of 52 degrees, is now down to 40 degrees. And it feels like with that wind blowing out there, right now with the winds at northeast at 9 miles per hour, it feels like it's 30 degrees out there. So a little cooler than what it actually is out there, but it wouldn't hurt to have a little heavier coat today. Don't carry a light jacket, because earlier today it was nice to have a light jacket, but it is getting cooler out there, so that way you don't freeze or anything. But anyways, I hope your Friday is a good one, and I want to thank you for making WRCO part of your day. And as I mentioned, we have that playoff game. That's the Ithaca Girls. They'll be at Sulzburg in the second round of the regional tournament, and Phil will be bringing the broadcast of that game, with the game pregame starting at 6:40 this evening. Also, we will be bringing you updates from the state wrestling tournament in Madison during the basketball broadcast. If we have any reports of local wrestlers, we'll get that out to you, so that way you know what's going on. And then following basketball, we will be bringing you live coverage of the remaining session of wrestling that's going on this evening at the Kohl's Center in Madison. Just wanted to let you know that the phone lines are still out in the Ithaca schools and other businesses in the area. And once again, it's the service provider, and they'll pass along updates to everyone as they become available. Also, phone line disruptions continue at the Richland Hospital and clinics. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will continue to ring but does not ring at the hospital. They have alerted their service provider, and they are working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available. No updates yet, but once we get them, we'll let you know. And also, just wanted to let you know that a Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition is being held tonight at 7 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. Doors are going to open at 6. Teams of up to 4 members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. Cost is $12 per team. For more information, check out Friends of Blue River Facebook page.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 100.9. If I could send a letter back in time to younger me in her wilder days, a day. Learning the hard way.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turning into a heated exchange in the Oval Office, with President Trump accusing Zelensky of not wanting to make a deal to end the war and not thanking the U.S.
My whole life, that's what I do, is make deals. And I'm in the middle of a mess, because this is a real mess. It's a very dangerous one. If this doesn't get solved now, it's not going to get solved for a long time.
It ended with the White House asking Zelensky to leave early. The world and U.S. allies reacting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
We're already hearing from European leaders and top officials. They're rallying around Ukraine, as you'd expect. The Spanish are saying that the Ukrainians are not alone. The Lithuanians are saying you'll never walk alone. The foreign minister of Germany saying Ukraine is not alone.
Zelensky, in a post, thanked Americans and the president and Congress for support, saying Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and we are working exactly for that. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. River Valley's on the road at Prairie du Chien and WIAA Girls Basketball. Also, Kickapoo is home against Cochran Fountain City and Olivas Drummond Hillsboro among the area games. Wazika Steuben hosts River Ridge, and Ithaca is at Schulzburg. Here's Bulldogs coach David Klang.
They look like one of the tougher ones that we've played. I mean, we've played some tough ones, like even within our conference. But the height difference will present a different kind of challenge for us. But it'll just be effort. It'll be like, who wants it more? Who's going to put that extra effort in? And that's kind of what it's going to be with these playoff games now, that everybody's a good team and we're a good team. And so it's going to come down who wants it more.
The Bulldogs, the seventh seed, taking on second seed Schulzburg. We'll have the action on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center tonight, along with high school individual wrestling action. It'll be a busy night for WRCO Sports. The Brewers will be back on the radio tomorrow. They're forced to do some shuffling on the infield after Willie Adames' departure as a free agent. Bryce Terang and Joey Ortiz figure to be the shortstop and second baseman, but it hasn't been determined who is at what position. Both are skilled fielders. It isn't clear who will be the starter on third base. Rookie prospect Tyler Black is in the mix. Oliver Dunn, Andrew Monasterio, and Caleb Durbin are possibilities. Milwaukee defeated the Royals yesterday 12-5. They're taking on the Giants this afternoon. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
There is a wind advisory until 6 this evening. Crashing cold tonight. Blustery with a few flurries. Low 16. Winds northwest 20 to 30 with gusts possibly 40 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 30. Winds northwest 10 to 20. Clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 12. And calm and sunny on Sunday with a high of 40. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the east at 13 miles per hour. And according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, our current temperature is 38 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold.
Bought a pawn shop, six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a 100 on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it. One day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Yeah.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like. One coffee and a little bitty orange juice.
The Paul Harvey Program is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition, from their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces. They are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Peggy would never forget September 1907. It was then that her mother, Maybelle, enrolled her in the Forest Avenue Elementary School in Atlanta. And that morning, on the first day of the first grade, well, it was not a happy day. Peggy was upset by what she perceived as an unnecessary change in her life. She threw a tantrum, is what she did. She would not go to school, she exclaimed through tears. She would stay with her mother and things would always be as they always were. But this is the rest of the story. Mother Maybelle did not say a word. Instead, she went outside and hitched up the horse and buggy and took her daughter for a ride. The destination was a run-down section of town, a once grand and dignified neighborhood called Jonesboro. As the two drove along, Maybelle pointed to the proud old homes of yesteryear that now lay in ruins. "Look over there," Mother said. Fine, wealthy families used to live in those houses. And yet the gardens that had once exploded with color were now choked with weeds, just as the glorious bygone days of Jonesboro had been suffocated by a grim and unpredictable future. What happened to everybody, little Peggy wanted to know. Maybelle pulled back on the reins. The buggy stopped. It was very simple, she explained, looking deep into her young daughter's eyes. Before the war between the states, the young women who lived in Jonesboro were content to be charming and social, but they embroidered their lives away. For after the war had deprived them of their means, they had nothing left to rely on. They had no skills, no education. Should your own world explode someday, Maybelle said, a new world would replace it. But when everyone loses everything, everyone is equal, except for what each person possesses inside his own brain. Well, little Peggy listened and understood. If she did not go to school, she would end up like the unfortunate inhabitants of Jonesboro, wasting away, depending upon the kindness of strangers. And Peggy never forgot that hot September day. And one day she wrote about it. No, not precisely as it happened, but rather she patterned a character in a novel in part after her own mother and made the character say the things that her mother had said. You never knew until right now, but the person in the book is more than anyone who ever lived, like Peggy's mother, Maybelle Mitchell. Of course, you know Peggy's masterpiece, Margaret Mitchell's American masterpiece, has Gone with the Wind. And if you are sufficiently familiar with the dialogue therein, you have recognized Maybelle and her long-ago admonition as words straight from the mouth of... No, not from Scarlett O'Hara. Margaret Mitchell immortalized her mother's strength, her mother's independence, her mother's common sense, even her mother's own words. In a fictional character, the whole world came to love and to admire that fictional character, with the ultimate truth from his lips, was Rhett Butler. Only now you know the rest of the story.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
And at 4:48, the Wirtz Florin Home Thermometer says it's 38 degrees, and the winds are out of the northeast at 8. Well, they've got up to 16, so the winds are kind of gusty out there, so it's going to be a windy night in Richland Center. And a reminder, coming up at the top of the hour, I'll have the evening news. That'll be after the ABC news at 5 o'clock. And then following our Ag Report, we'll have some more music for you, and then we'll have not only high school playoff basketball action, it'll be regional tournaments round 2 featuring Ithaca at Sulzburg. We also have reports from the Kohl Center from the wrestling tournament. And then after the basketball's done with, we'll have live wrestling for as long as it runs for tonight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Wolf Moon Dance. Here we are all alone in Escanaba in the moonlight together. But I just can't be happy because I'm 35 and I've never bagged a buck.
My people have magic potions that can help you.
Oh, thanks much. What I have to do to get some?
First, you must catch a porcupine.
Catch a porcupine? With my hands?
Yes, and then you must extract its essence.
Its essence? What do you mean by that?
And you will need to find a moose as well.
A whole moose? To extract its essence?
No, just one part of it.
The horn?
No, lower.
The hoof?
No, higher.
The tail?
Closer.
I don't think I want to know. But if you want to know, come to see Escanaba in the Moonlight at the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 to get in.
And may you have good medicine until then.
100.9 WRCO.
Scorcher, but
as he sees. I'm never gonna get there. Traffic's going nowhere. But when I feel you next to me, girl, the things that you know to do just make my heat index go through the roof. There's fire in your fingertips, flames in your touch, desire in your burning lips. You can't get enough. Today was a scorcher, but I'll blow you on better. Tonight when we get together, we're gonna make
perfect weather to come on over, baby. Let's get get together.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the meeting at the White House started off with diplomacy with President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky set to finalize a mineral rights deal.
We have something that is a very fair deal, and we look forward to getting in and digging.
President Zelensky also thanked the president for his support on a peace deal with Russia.
I really count on your strong position to stop Putin. And you said that enough with the war. I think that is very important.
Talks then turning into a heated exchange. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
This comes after we have seen two other European leaders, the French president, the British prime minister this week, also meeting with President Trump, urging him to keep up his support for Ukraine. And yet here in the Oval Office, you have President Trump chastising him for not being grateful, for not being thankful enough for U.S. support so far, and saying point blank, make a deal or we are